Jill, just how tough was that?
Yeah, it was a tough game. We knew, obviously, the quality that Leon had, and I thought they played very well today. Wasn't a great start with for us conceding a penalty, but I thought we picked ourselves up well, and then it's a good goal by Corsa at the other end. But yeah, now we've got to pick ourselves up, put in a good week's training, and then head to Leon on Saturday.
I was going to say, when you concede a penalty in the opening minute, what's your initial thoughts at that point?
Yeah, it's disappointing, but I think as soon as that happens, it's just something that you can't change, isn't it? So it's no point wasting energy on it. I think the girls just ran back from the penalty spot and got on with the game, and then I think our reaction showed kind of the attitude of these players. So yeah, that was a good thing, really.
Not many teams score against Leon. You got the goal back within, I think, 5 minutes of them scoring their opening goal. There are some positives from this match, aren't there?
Yeah, I think there is spaces to exploit. I don't think we moved the ball as well as we can. I think we'll probably give it away too much compared to our usual standards. So that allowed them to have more possession. So I'm sure that's something we'll have to look at this week, and we're going to have to be a lot tidier for the games next week.
Was that the biggest physical challenge you've had since playing for City?
Yeah, it was very physically tough. I know people are saying, obviously, when not getting these kind of games every single week with club, and that's true, but we've got a lot of international players, we've got a lot of players with Champions League experience, and we knew it was going to be tough. So yeah, it was a tough physical test today as well.
What's it like when you see a player like Alex Morgan go off, but then you see that the player coming on is Eugenie Lassomer? It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, as we all know that Leon's a great team. We know their strength and depth in the squad. But I thought we brought players on today as well, and they helped change the game. So something that we kind of can't be too disheartened about, and we've got to be positive about our squad as well, the strength and depth in ours as well.
So next week then, what are your chances?
Yeah, it's going to be a big ask, isn't it? We all know that, but as you know, anything can happen in football. So we can only control what we can control, and that'll be going away, having a good week's training, and then seeing what happens next week.